Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. New week across the Super Talk Radio Network. Glad you're with us, Bob Getty. Kelly Sanders back. Andrew Abbott's back. We're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove, the opening segment of our show every day. Today, no exception, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We really do appreciate all they do. Got some news involving Andrew. Many of you already know it. We're going to talk to him a little more detail about that a little later in the show. Catch you up on any football news. I think there's a little golf news as well. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the women's soccer team has an exhibition game later today. But first, we'll kind of break from tradition. We're going to get away from sports for just a few minutes and talk to Taylor Gerritsen, who we're happy to say is in the studio with us. She is a Dixie darling. She is a senior at Southern Miss, and she was just crowned Miss Hospitality for the state of Mississippi just recently. And Taylor, welcome into our studio, and thanks for coming. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. So when did you get the Miss Hospitality title?
It's been about 2 weeks now. About 2 weeks ago, I was crowned Mississippi's Miss Hospitality at the Sanger Theater in downtown Hattiesburg.
Well, good. Now, be honest with me, okay? The greatest thrill of your life is A, being Miss Hospitality, B, being a member of the Dixie Darlings, or C, being on the Eagle Hour.
C, being on the Eagle Hour.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Hey, well, congratulations to you. We really appreciate that. What does that entail? What do you have to do now?
So I'm the ambassador for the state for economic development and tourism. So I will spend the next year promoting Mississippi in the best way possible within our state and out of state to encourage visitors to come and visit Mississippi.
Yeah. Has this been a lifelong goal for you to achieve something like this, or did this just maybe happen recently?
I would say it's kind of been a lifetime goal. About 2 years ago, I competed for the first time as Leakesville's Miss Hospitality of 2023, and I had the best time. And ever since then, I've just always wanted to come back and try again. And so it's been a goal of mine for like the past 3 or 4 years, and I'm so excited.
There you go.
So now a native of Greene County and a graduate of Greene County High School, with this new role that you have now, plus the responsibilities of being a full-time student, you'll graduate in May, you hope, plus being a Dixie darling, how in the world now, because you can't take for granted that you're going to win the title, but now time management becomes an essence. How are you going to handle all the things that you are responsible for now?
That's such a tough question because you can never really know. And one of the ways I'm doing it now, and this sounds so silly, is just I bought a planner and I'm filling it out and I'm going to stick to that. I have planners on my phones. I have a physical planner that I write stuff down in, and that just kind of helps me stay organized, but also making sure that I put the important things first. So my academics obviously will come first, and then Miss Hospitality is right up there with it. So just making sure I prioritize the important things.
With all the things that she has won that goes along with Miss Hospitality, $100,000 worth of scholarships and things in kind, who are your bosses now? And who determines where you go and at what day to promote what?
Well, I would kind of say my boss is the state of Mississippi. Of course, my directors, Ms. Kristen Brock and Ann Claire Kelly, they are kind of my bosses, but also the state of Mississippi. You know, whatever's happening, I've got to be there for it. And I guess I don't really have a boss. I guess I can kind of be my own boss, but I do have a lot of people that are responsible for making sure I'm on the right path, and I give a lot of credit to Miss Kristen Brock and Miss Ann Claire Kelly.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, wow, Bob. Thanks a lot. Thanks for welcoming me back. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about just being a Dixie Darling and all that goes into it. I guess the first thing is, how intense is the tryout? Is it more intense than Miss Hospitality? Which competition is worse?
Oh, my goodness. I would say they're about equal. I guess it depends on what you like. So Dixie Darling just actually introduced a new audition process. And this year we had a 6-round audition process that was over a span of 2 days. So in the first day we did 3 rounds and then they made cuts, or that we did 1 round and then they made cuts, and then 2 more rounds and another set of cuts were made. And then if you weren't cut, you got to come in the next day and compete again or audition again. And then of course they made their decision based on all of those rounds.
How many girls, if you had to guess, tried out?
For Dixie Darling?
Yeah.
Oh. I would say about 50. We had 50 or more girls audition this year.
Wow, that sounds intense for 6 rounds. Like, that sounds pretty intense.
Well, we have a new coach, Miss Whitney Hudson, and she is working very diligently to revamp the program and make it more competitive, and I think she's doing an amazing job, and we have a very good and strong, skilled team this year.
And we were asking you about band camp and what all that is.
Yes.
Like. What is that? What part of that schedule entails? I mean, what all leads up to, I guess, you know, the halftime shows?
Mm-hmm. So band camp, we will just spend it. We will spend a lot of that time getting ready for the first game, of course, putting pregame on the field. Pregame is the most important part of the game for me as a Dixie mm-hmm. Darling. And we spend a lot of time cleaning pregame and introducing the rookies, our rookie dancers, to pregame. And I got a taste of that last year as a rookie. It's not easy, but it's the most fun part. And so we will spend that time cleaning pregame, learning that, and learning our first halftime show and putting that on the field as well.
Taylor Garrettson is with us. She is Mississippi's newly crowned Miss Hospitality. She's a senior at Southern Miss, also a member of the Dixie Darlings, and they're getting ready, just like the football team and everybody else, to get the football season underway. But I want more about Miss Hospitality. Are you limited because of the other things that you've got going on, Taylor, that I can only do 3 things a month for the state of Mississippi, or what sort of guidelines are set for, because you can't be everywhere that they want you to be, I'm sure, at one time.
One of my only guidelines that I have as far as Miss Hospitality for school is that I just have to maintain a 15-hour schedule with my classes every week, just so I can devote some more time to being Mississippi's Miss Hospitality. And I don't think I'm limited at all. I don't feel any sort of limit. As a matter of fact, I feel like I have more of an opportunity to represent as a college student and as a Dixie Darling, because I'll have more chances to go to these college events and go to these football games and do more representation.
And actually, this is the second time that you tried Miss Hospitality. You
yes.
won this time. You mentioned it's also going to be your second year as a Dixie Darling. So how specifically has being a veteran helped you the second time around, having been through it in both instances, mm-hmm. Dixie Darling and Miss Hospitality?
So 2 years ago, like I said, I was League Sports Miss Hospitality of 2023, and I competed. I made top 10, and I was still a student at Jones College then. And then I graduated from Jones College in 2024, and then soon moved on to Southern Miss, where I became a Dixie Darling. And I felt a lot of growth, not just in my dance life, but in my personal life, moving to Southern Miss, transferring to Southern Miss to continue my education. And I learned discipline. I met some of my best friends at Southern Miss. I mean, of course, at Jones as well. And I really feel like it helped me. I feel like if I would not have become a Dixie Darling, I might not be Mississippi's Miss Hospitality. I don't know. It just benefited me so much in so many ways. And I've learned a lot. And I really give a lot of credit to Jones and to Southern Miss and, of course, the Dixie Darlings for building me.
But you're actually teaching a little bit of dancing now.
Yes.
As well.
Right.
Another thing to
uh-huh.
do, teaching dancing.
Yes. So I'm a dance team choreographer, instructor for the Richland High School dance team. I'm not there full time because, like I said, I am a student, but I do all of their choreography, all of their technique, their conditioning, strengthening, and I have really enjoyed that. I love teaching dance along with dancing.
And Bob Getty, she wants to be a digital journalist.
There you are. That's the dream job, huh?
That's
you need
right.
to call me as soon as you get your degree. Hey, we got a minute left, a little over a minute. I'm just curious about something. The young women like you that are a part of the Dixie Darlings, Do they teach you about the history and the heritage and the tradition of the organization? And what does that mean to y'all, to those of you that are on the team presently?
Oh, absolutely. That is one of the biggest things that we learn throughout the year is the legacy, the tradition of the Dixie Darlings. We are still doing the same pregame that they did 30 years ago, and we carry on that tradition. We still wear the white boots. We still have the white gloves. We have not changed, and I think that's the most beautiful thing about it. We try to maintain the same image that they had back in 1954 whenever they were established, and so that is such a big thing that is taught to us, and I think that it's so important to maintain maintain that tradition because we would be nowhere if it was not for those original Dixie Darlings.
Well, it's such a big part of the football atmosphere. It would really, it would not be the same without your organization. So we're all very happy that all the controversy's gone and everybody can concentrate on enjoying the work that you young ladies do. And we know that you work very hard. The football players get all the credit. But y'all work just as hard.
And the Pride of Mississippi is amazing.
No question, no question. Well, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you so
much. You're a great representative of Southern Miss, and it's been delightful to meet you today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be on.
They could not have picked anybody better, Taylor. And they messed up the first time by not giving it to you. I don't know who won, but they messed up the first time.
It was Abney Grace Pittman from Wayne County.
Oh, there you go.
Taylor Garrettson, everybody. Dixie Darling, and now Miss Hospitality.
Thank you so much.
State of Mississippi. Thanks.
All right, bye.
We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Taylor Garrettson for a delightful visit here in the Super Talk studios and the new Miss Hospitality and a member of the Dixie Darlings. So she's got a lot going. Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the program, Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, where you can find all your Southern Miss apparel. Don't forget about our podcast. You can hear Taylor's interview again tonight on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Full crew back in town. Before we get to you, Andrew, should we reveal what Kelly just said to us about his first trip to Hawaii? It was a classic Kelly Sanner statement.
Do you want me to?
Go ahead.
We're sitting in the office. I haven't seen Kelly in like a week, and he comes in and Bob goes, "How is Hawaii, Kelly?" Which, you know, I'm suspicious that a tsunami warning occurred while Kelly was there.
It was odd.
And he leads off with, "It's so hot there. Oh, the sand. Oh, my gosh.
The only time
I was ever comfortable was when I was in the AC at my hotel. Like, what'd you even go for? I don't even care if I would have had such a terrible time. I'd spent all that money. I'm going to have a good time going to Hawaii."
He didn't even like the smell of the salt water in the air.
It was sticky. It was sticky, and I sweated. And that's why I do radio, is I don't want to sweat. I don't have to look at the sales numbers like you do,
Maybe
Bob.
You should vacation in Greenland.
if it's not Indy, he's not having it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like it's not hot there. Like it's not hot and sticky there, right? Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome back, Kelly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you owe any damages for your tsunami problem you created?
You guys think I'm kidding. I am not kidding. I was on a charter boat. I sent you some of the pictures. Mm-hmm. And they're going, come on, get in the water. So I finally jump in the water. And like 10 minutes later, they go, oh, we got a tsunami advisory. And I'm going, I'm already self-conscious about my weight. And I jump in the water and a tsunami advisory.
First thing I thought of when my wife came, Bob, there's a tsunami hitting Hawaii. Isn't Kelly there? And I thought, oh, God, what's he doing?
I texted Bob, too. I was like, hey, is Kelly okay?
Andrew says, did Kelly must have jumped in. I said, yeah, that's what happened.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Thanks. Good to be back and only get to spend a few days here with the boy wonder.
Yeah, well, the news broke Thursday that Andrew is taking a position in Gainesville, Florida. Tell us about it, Andrew.
Yeah, I can't stress this enough. I didn't go looking for this job. They found me, which that's a credit to
you,
the people. No, not me. The people who bothered to read my work through the years, to which I'm grateful. But it'll be with the Gainesville Sun, part of the USA Today network. I'll mostly be doing Florida basketball. I'll be doing Florida football as well. And then I was able to kind of negotiate that I get to do college baseball. I have to have that if anybody knows me. So that'll be my big three. And it kind of dawned on me because I had been doing high school sports since I got in this business that I was like, wow, I don't have to work a Friday night this year.
That must be pretty exciting.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself. The sicko I am will probably watch the games that are happening here. So I don't know.
You could take the Kelly Center philosophy, go to Hawaii and sit in an air-conditioned hotel room.
No,
I'll be
making a little more money, but I won't be making that much more.
So how long have you been at the Pine Belt News?
Well, so professionally, it would be 5 years. I got hired in January of 2020, but I interned there in college, kind of like a paid internship, I guess, is the easier way to phrase it. But, you know, I was freelancing for a lot of different outlets.
Five years. Yeah. Top three stories you ever covered.
Ooh, top three? Biggest three stories
you feel like you ever covered.
That's tough. I do think probably one of the most impactful was when Joylee McNellis, you know, God rest her soul, she got to let me when she was, you know, it was probably the peak of her dealing with cancer and coaching. She let me shadow her for a week because she was going to get chemo the week of the first game of the season, which was again with William Carey. And so I got to go to all the practices. I was there for the pregame speech and I interviewed her while she was getting her chemo treatment, which I know Forrest General wasn't too happy about, but I was like, I'll apologize for it later, kind of thing. And, you know, her and her family really let me do that story right. And I thought it was important for people to kind of see what she was dealing with.
I agree.
And also just the idea of cancer can hit anybody. It doesn't care who you are. That's probably one of maybe the more impactful ones. I'll tell you one that I was kind of proud of in recent years, and I didn't quite realize it until after I did it, but I got to do Lumberton girls basketball made the state championship last year, and it was the first time since 1957, and I had to dig deep on it, and they ended up meeting a woman who was on the team, and turns out 5 minutes down the road, she was at the local nursing home, and she owns like all these records. And not only that, come to find out, she owns the record for points scored in a game at 50. And then she also owns the career points record, all this set in the 50s. And this was genuine basketball, not the goofy versions of basketball in the 50s. And, you know, getting to tell her story and then Lumberton not realizing who she was and she was an incredible interview, incredible lady to talk to. She was actually legally blind, and so she had to listen to the games on the radio. And just to kind of see her interact with the kids and the kids interact with her kind of made them kind of realize what they were playing for. And they lost, but, you know, she had told – I asked her what was her biggest piece of advice to the kids, and she said, you know, I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't go back, and I wouldn't go back a day to go play basketball again. But I do wish I had, I have great grandchildren, but I do wish I had focused more on enjoying every day a little bit more because I didn't do that enough. And I was like, wow, that is a powerful message to hear. And then she died, I think, like 2 or 3 months after the game. And then number three, I don't know. That gets hard. You know, I've loved covering Southern Miss baseball. There's tons of moments I could point out. I wish we could have seen Scott Barry get to the World Series, but, you know, getting to be around him and his program and even Oz, too, of course, that was always big for me. I don't know if I could point to a single moment. You know what? I'll give you one, at least in terms of a game. When they beat LSU, that was incredible. That was a moment that
was
had been,
incredible.
But there was buildup to that. I mean, that had been something brewing for a while. They just couldn't break through to a super, and they had all these great teams and all these great players. And they, you know, kind of beat the team that has always tends to put them out in the regional, too, through the years. And
no question.
That was fun for me as well.
So, clearly, I think I know what you're going to miss most.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm going to miss the baseball here. Yeah. High school and college. Yeah. You know, not that there isn't great basketball and football, but I've had nothing but great memories from the high school and college level of baseball here. I mean, I've watched so many incredible athletes.
Such a wonderful sport.
And it's I think you'll find, too, Andrew, as you get older, how much faster time goes.
I've already figured that out now.
It was amazing to me. I was just thinking the other day, my first job out of college was in West Texas. And I went to sign up for the 401k plan at the TV station I was at, and I was thinking, why am I even signing up for this 401k? I'm not even going to, you know, it's another 40 years down the road before, well, here it is.
Yeah.
Right.
And I sure am glad I did.
No, and, you know, I have to design the sports section, which I won't have to do anymore, which is going to kind of be nice. But for 5 years, I've lived my life of, okay, got to do the next paper. Here's the next paper. I mean, that's been my life for 5 years. And you look back, and every year I would do this because we do like the year in review. And I'm like, geez, like these stories felt like they were yesterday. And it's been 8, 9 months. Even this year, I was just like, gosh, it's already August. Like baseball season ended not that long ago. But yeah, so I get it. I've figured that out very quickly.
So when do you start in Gainesville?
So I actually technically start today.
Okay.
But I'll be online while I juggle the move. So this will be my last week in Hattiesburg. But I will start. I'm sure I'll do an intro column at some point, but I guess you could say my first real day is going to be the last day that they have open practice to the media for football. So that'll be the 14th. So I think that's the plan to be up and running by then. So I'll still be around in Hattiesburg.
Well, as a single talented guy, there are worse places to be than Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, he already mentioned that to me. Okay. There seem to be a lot of co-eds down there for some reason.
Really? Well, good for you.
There's a law school and a doctor school. I can't even think of the name.
Med school.
Thank you.
Not that Andrew noticed the young women when he was there, but
but he noticed that there's a med school there. Like you can hitch your wagon like Luke Johnson
well,
did.
Well, I tell you what. If I really hope, you know, for those of you who know, I've got a loyal companion in Humphrey, my little wiener
That's
dog,
right.
who's become probably outshine. If I had stayed probably another year, would be more famous than
yeah.
me.
You do realize that one person that was on this show is now a professor at a college. That's how far it advanced him. Now you are moving to Gainesville. And the only one that kind of questioned after he left here would have been Dima.
Yeah.
Because he got married.
And you know what? He took my job. So.
And he took your job, didn't he? He did.
I should
point that out. We're kidding about Dima, of course. But Dima is replacing you at the Pine Belt News.
Well, now you can have him on here as a guest.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all are going to do after, but yeah.
We've got you for the rest of the week. Right?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to talk a little football and catch up on stuff when we come back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring the third segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour right there in the shadow of the rock. Great place for you to enjoy a wonderful lunch every day, good meal at night, and always catch the big games. No question about that. Also want to remind you about MCS Home Center out of Bellevue. We'll be there the Wednesday before the opening of football season. Looking forward to that. Going to have Braylon Braxton out there with us, we understand, the quarterback at Southern Miss. They're at 7329 U.S. 98 West in Hattiesburg. And they are a full-service, fully stocked home supply store, MCS Home Center. We have got our own locally owned facility that is absolutely top-notch for home improvements, home construction, MCS Home Center out in Bellevue. Quick reminder, too, we just got this set up Friday afternoon on August the 20th. That is 2 weeks from this coming Wednesday, I believe. We're going to be doing a two-hour show from Midtown as we get ready to kick off football season. And then following that, the week of football season, we're booked, guys. We're going to be doing remotes at the MCS Home Center, at Heritage Firearms, at Buffalo Wild Wings. And we're going to kick it all off the week before at Midtown. And looking forward, it's going to be an exciting week as we get closer to football season.
Now, speaking of football season, Elfed coming on the show tomorrow.
Larry Fedora is going to be on the show tomorrow and is also scheduled to join us, and we'll confirm this tomorrow. I think Coach is going to join us at Buffalo Wild Wings the Friday before we kick off football season.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Bob.
Yep. Going to have the Southern Miss cheerleaders down there with their director. And Larry Fedora, who I have learned over the past couple of years, Kelly's just one of the nicest guys in the world. He's just a cool guy.
Well, it's easy to be chill and laid back when your view every day is a picture of Destin and you just drinking margaritas.
But you know something he told me? This is going to strike you as odd, that when he's in Destin, he gets out in the water and enjoys the sunshine and the sea air, Kelly.
It's that salt water. It's sticky, and you have to shower every two or three times a day, and then to go out in the heat again, and you start sweating, and it's ugh.
And coming from a man that showers once a week, whether he needs it or not, that's quite a change.
That's additional work. You know, who wants to work any harder?
Every Saturday, whether he needs it or not.
That's right.
You know, fun fact for me is I graduated from an all-boys school in New Orleans, which is a very normal thing.
Which nobody showered, right?
Well, sometimes they didn't know. But I like the humor here very much draws me back to those days, and I didn't think that was possible.
I'll repeat that. I didn't say we ran out of time in the first segment, but I do want to thank you, Andrew. You've just made a remarkable contribution to the show in the short time you've been with us, and we just hope that when you make the big time, you'll remember that the launching pad was right here on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Yeah, it's no secret that somebody came headhunting for me is right when I got on the show. I've loved doing this show. This was always fun for me. I've always loved doing radio too. For those of you who might remember, I've done radio around here a few times. This is a fun.
Gonna be tough to walk away from Southern Miss baseball.
It's gonna be tough to walk away from here. Period. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, I never would have guessed when I showed up as a freshman here that this place would mean so
much. You've been here a long time.
I've been here for basically 9 years. If you take out a brief 6 month stint in Iowa, which was at my first job, and then this place came calling, and I was like, oh, take me back, but.
What is it about this place? You heard what he just said. You moved here and you never left. My wife and I started our lives here together, and the entire time we were in business, our end objective was one of these days we're going to sell these stations or we're going to move back to Hattiesburg. And we sold them in December and moved back in January. I mean, what is the draw, Kelly?
It's just the quality of life, the people that you live around, people that genuinely care about you. I mean, when I was in Hawaii, my neighbors knew I was going to be gone, but I mean, they were calling, were you expecting a package today? And we'll make sure your yard gets mowed, while you're gone and things like that. It's kind of a June Cleaver kind of feel, back in the 50s when things were a lot more innocent.
And I've said this before, not to knock my old job because it was great, but if I could have made a comfortable living, I would never leave. This place has a charm to it. There's no real other way to phrase it. I don't know if anybody read my goodbye column, but I was trying to, how do I sum up Hattiesburg in one word? And you just can't. There's a lot of ways to do it, but I think this place has an amazing charm to it. And the other thing is, especially as a young person that moved here, this place has grown so much than when I came here in 2016. And it's not slowing down. I mean, for a place in the country that's, you know, had its ups and downs, this place is constantly skyrocketed. I mean, this place looks completely different compared to when I first moved here 9 years ago. And I recognize that, and that's going to be also kind of hard to walk
away
from.
It's funny you bring that up. We had a, we have a sales meeting here every Monday morning, and I pointed out to our staff this morning that I identified 9 new businesses that opened up on Highway 98 West in the last 2 months. 9 new businesses. It's just a growing, booming area.
I mean, I remember during COVID, like there was like 15 or 20 new businesses that opened. I'm like, how is this happening?
Well, you talked about the charm, Andrew, of Hattiesburg. Dowell Loggins, who's the new head coach at Appalachian State, I mentioned something about the charm of Hattiesburg. He says, oh, yeah. Hattiesburg's real charming, all right. They treat us real well when we go to the Rock.
We love App State. Yeah. We love App State.
And that's the opener for the Eagles this year at home. The home
the conference opener.
We had a lot of people on last week talking about football while you guys were out. And here's the theme that I got back, particularly from the sports reporters that have covered some of the practices. And let me admit, I have not been at practice with both of y'all gone. I was tied up, obviously, with other stuff. That physically, this team is night and day different. Have you heard that, Andrew?
I saw that in the spring. I mean, it's very quite clear. It was quite clear towards the end of spring. And they weren't even at, I don't know, probably they were maybe at 75% with, you know, I haven't seen this team with the new portal additions, but yeah, that was going to be evident right away. And I've heard through the grapevine throughout the summer the good things about the new strength program, and you know, this was a guy who had it figured out at Marshall, so it's gonna be interesting to see what these
when you look back and now that you're here for your last week, what do you think happened with Will Hall's regime? Why there was so much optimism, why did it not pan out?
I think let me lead off by saying Will was great to work with. You know, you guys share that sentiment. And had it worked, it would have been an incredible story. Mississippi guy leading a Mississippi team. It had the makings to be, you know, a home run. I think a couple of the problems were Will couldn't adjust. And number one, NIL started while he was here. And this place did not handle that. And nobody really, there wasn't a playbook yet of how to deal with it. And I think Will struggled with that way more than people realize, and understandably so. I do think he didn't go out of his recruiting umbrella enough. I mean, he stuck with Mississippi kids that were strong, but also NIL coupled with the portal for smaller programs was not easy to deal with, especially a program that was kind of struggling, right? And then you add into the aspect of, you know, some of his staff moves, he never, you know, he would lose good ones and never was able to replace them. And I think sometimes he was hesitant to go out of the circle of people knowing rather than trying to find the guy who was the best. And I can get that. That's a coaching philosophy thing. But I do really think part of it, a larger part of it than people realize looking back on it now, was NIL coupled with the portal. I mean, they're doing things completely different now that they now, even, and it was going to be like that even with the new head coach, regardless of who the head coach was. There's now more of a system to figure out how to do this. And I think there was a lot of trial and error, more than we kind of realized looking back.
And I think to further what you were talking about, the assistant coaches that he hired, and a lot of them were people that he knew and were cut off the same pattern, all of them really nice guys. But the lack of discipline that started showing its head as time went on and showed it more and more as time went on, when you're in a situation like that, it's difficult to start out being a nice guy and then pull the reins in rather than starting off being a hard-shelled guy and then easing up a little bit. And I think that lack of discipline got out of hand, and it just got to be uncontrollable.
Yeah, and then, you know, you lose Armstrong, who was a great staff addition. You lost Drew Nelson, and then Joe Marino, who was head of scouting. I mean, they lost key pieces in terms of the staff and couldn't replace them. And then certain spots he couldn't quite get right. And, you know, the other part of it was the thing with being an OC and quarterback's coach. I think he was taking on way too much. And, again, that part of that is because of NIL. Like, nobody could realize at the time how big of that was going to be. And I don't think Will or anybody could have realized that, yeah, there could have been assistant coaches handling that. Some other places have had it. But to Will's point at the time, yeah, there were other head coaches handling those things. But I just think that coupled with the mistakes on the staff kind of played into it not working out.
All right, when we come back, there's some movement in the Sun Belt. Two schools affected by pretty substantial moves. We'll talk to you about that other side of the break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every day. Remind you about a couple of our great sponsors, Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, where you can get delicious desserts and great coffees. Genesis of Hattiesburg, we're actually going to be there on a Friday before the App State football game. Genesis of Hattiesburg. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today. You can visit their all-new showroom on 98 West in Hattiesburg. And, of course, Andrew's present but soon-to-be former employer, the Pine Belt News, your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can explore their other publications at Signature Magazine. Andrew, what about these people that bought the annual deal and you were going to come do some summer yard work?
Well, Dima can do it now.
Is that Dima's going to assume that role?
I think Dima needs to do it.
Dima Mixon, and we'll be putting his cell phone number up on our Facebook page later if you want to reach
out. Absolutely.
Somebody texted me saying, if you can't take the heat in Hawaii, how are you going to take week one of Southern Miss against Mississippi State? And I got that covered, too. I just want that listener to know. I'll be sitting in the executive lounges in the southern end zone there for game
Undoubtedly,
one.
Undoubtedly, you're not paying for
it. I'll tell you what.
Of course I'm not paying for it.
I am bummed to miss that. That's probably one of the most interesting games since I've been here. And I'm substituting that for, you want to know who Florida opens with?
Who?
Long Island University. Who knew they had a football team?
You know, really, SEC schools should sometimes be embarrassed to look in the mirror when they play schools like
that. Well, don't tell Paul Feinbaum that, because Kurt Cignetti, the coach at Indiana, said that exact. And, of course, Cignetti used to be the coach at James Madison, who's now at Indiana, and he said that some of the SEC schools ought to be embarrassed for some of the cupcakes that they schedule.
Now, to be fair, not that anybody cares about what Florida's doing, but outside of that, I mean, they've got LSU, Miami, Texas, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Florida State. I can understand
that's
having Long Island on.
I remember a few years ago that Ole Miss played the Wofford Terriers.
Yes.
And the coach said they were so thrilled because they were going to make enough money on that game to put lights on their field.
Kind of keeps things in perspective, doesn't it?
Hey, speaking of broke programs, I do have a news and note. ULM's athletic director actually stepped down today to, quote, pursue other opportunities.
That's pretty rare when an athletic director gives up that kind of job and doesn't have another where to go.
Well, I don't think he's making much to begin with for how stressful that job has to be.
Yeah, yeah. And a former Southern Miss guy is moving up the ladder, isn't he?
Yes.
Brent Jones?
Correct.
Was moving to
Georgia Tech to be associate AD.
Well, now there's one that kind of surprised me a little bit. You're going to leave being the AD at Troy to be the assistant at Georgia Tech.
I would think it's less pressure, more money.
Well, I'm guessing that has to be.
Because if I'm an AD, you know, we talk about these head coaches, you know, longtime head coaches who've been stepping away and stepping down because they don't want to deal with NIL and the portal. I would imagine the same sentiment could be said for people who are ADs and associate ADs. Like, they didn't sign up to be GMs. They could have gone to the pros and do that. And now you're doing it on an even more, shall we say, crazy level with no – you know, real walls yet. I mean, I wouldn't want to be dealing with that if I was 25 years into the business and it changed this drastically.
Southern Miss women's golf coach Colton Cowan got a contract extension.
Yep.
Yes, a Southern Miss coach getting an extension for having a good year. And he'll be on the program on Wednesday to talk about the future of the ladies golf program here at Southern Miss. So congratulations. He was in his first year and got the big extension. So
he's won a conference championship for four straight years.
No matter where he's been.
That's pretty impressive.
I can't wait to ask Fedora tomorrow if he'll comment on how often did he laugh when he read all the speculation a few months ago about how he was available. Just bring him back. I think you and I would have known what his answer would have been, right?
You guess the keyboard warriors were saying bring him back?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Well, I think North Carolina is going to be paying him well into his 80s.
So. Yeah, I think
that's the dream, to be a fired head football coach.
Isn't that right?
And get paid to do nothing.
Isn't that right?
Like, yeah. Jimbo's living on probably an island right now with the stupid amount of money he makes.
What about Coach O?
Him too. Well, he hangs out at like football practices just for fun for some reason with his like 20-year-old girlfriend.
See, that's part of what's wrong with college sports too. There is no other job in the world that you can be awful and they tell you to leave. Oh, but we're going to give you $20 million to leave. Mm-hmm. That should not happen. And I know this is America and all that sort of thing, but your average ham and egger sitting behind a desk doesn't get a deal like that. Why should a college football coach? It's so ridiculous that happens.
And you know, it also played in a role to why NIL is the way it is.
Yes.
I mean, like, if this had been, you know, the rules loosened up through the years and this kind of thing, and, you know, I mean, a lot of this is – a lot of the things that happened the way they have in college sports was simply because of greed of the past. I mean, we all
Correct.
Know that at this point.
Money.
Stating the obvious, of course.
Yep.
As I get to get ready to go cover the SEC of all places. So,
Well, you got to get that Long Island State, Florida matchup, though. That's going to be good.
Very anticipated. I have a feeling I will probably have the Southern Miss State game on.
I think it might be more competitive and more exciting to watch. All right, Larry Fedora is on the show tomorrow. We always look forward to having Coach on the show. He's a great guest. We hope you'll join us, and we thank you for listening today. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping into the future. Slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.